June 9th, 2008, on microphone Marlenka, in studio Danielle, Chloe, and Jude. The weather in Oroville today is fresh and green after last night's thunderous lightning-streak downpour. Temperatures today through Tuesday evening run between 26 and 30 degrees, southerly winds 13 to 25 kilometers per hour, and a continued forecast for rain and thunderstorms. Here's an excerpt of an interview with Rod Hemsell, speaking on human unity.
A couple of years ago, a group of us who are interested especially in education thought that for the future of Oroville, a university or some platform for higher education would be possibly instrumental. And in fact, the mother had said in the 60s, in around 1969, that the University of Human Unity in Oroville should be the key to the raison d'etre of Oroville. Those were her words, but that project was not realized, and so at this point there are people living in Oroville who are interested in research and in exploring the meanings of Oroville on different levels and from different points of view, and creating a platform for discussion and exploration and discovery without having any particular, or at least trying to avoid any particular personal agendas or ideological agendas. For example, in the international zone, there's been very little development in the whole 40 years of Oroville. The meaning of the international zone has gotten buried under other priorities and under architectural concepts, whereas the mother seems to have intended it to be primarily an educational experience, a place where people learn about each other's cultures and discover their meanings. And so this is the kind of issue that the University of Human Unity can explore. We can look together at this idea from a philosophical perspective, from a sociological perspective, from an architectural or ecological perspective, and hear what different people think and see for that possibility. And perhaps by exploring it in that way, without any particular agenda, we can unlock some of the energies for manifestation.
The next Oroville Dance Collective gathering is happening at the Visitor Center on June 14th, 8:30 till midnight, featuring a new DJ from Europe. Cinema at Bart Nevis Auditorium on Friday, 20th of June, 7:30 p.m., The World's Fastest Indian, directed by Roger Donaldson, USA 2006, starring Anthony Hopkins, Diane Ladd, Paul Rodriguez, Rose Diane Ladner, and Christopher Lawford. This film is based on the life and tribulations of legendary speed bike racer from New Zealand named Bert Munro, who spent years building a 1920 motorcycle. This bike helped him set the land speed world record in a race at the age of 68. He set numerous land speed records for motorcycles with engines less than 1,000 cc's at the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah in the late 50s and again into the 60s. This from Sri Aurobindo. As for prayer, no hard and fast rule can be laid down. Some prayers are answered, all are not. You may ask, why should then not all prayers be answered? But why should they be? It is not a machinery. Put a prayer in the slot and get your asking. Besides, considering all the contradictory things mankind is praying for at the same moment, God would be in a rather awkward hole if he had to grant all of them, and that wouldn't do. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka. For further information, please check the website, oroviilleradio.org. And thanks for listening.